Morning, 8:17, Mike and Casey, Friday.
All right, we've had her on the show before. You've seen her, of course, on TV for years. She's so funny. Chelsea Handler, her next tour is called Vaccinated and Horny.
Well, that was the state of my mind when I came up with the tour name right after we were coming out of COVID. And I'm still vaccinated and horny. Now my horniness is just directed at one person rather than a field of men.
All right, so what's it been like for you during COVID? Has this really affected your touring or you're out touring again? I mean, I'm wondering if you're just frustrated with a million jokes you didn't get to share.
No, I mean, it's a nice time to be able to bring people back together again. You know, it's nice to be the reason people are getting in large venues again. I'm doing two shows at the Wellmont Theater in New Jersey. I'm coming home for that, so that's always meaningful to me. But no, it's been incredible. People are really excited to be out and laughing together with strangers is a powerful feeling. Having people leave a theater, you know, feeling like they've forgotten everything that we've been through for the last 2 years is a powerful kind of elixir. I like to be in charge of making other people happy too, you know what I mean?
And this isn't far from where you were born in New Jersey, right? So did you ever dream that there'd be a place right near your hometown that you can perform at?
Well, you know what? I didn't have enough foresight to know that I would become a comedian. I just thought, oh my God, I have a lot of opinions and people are going to be interested in hearing them. So that was my only plan in life. So to be able to come home, you know, to the Wellmont and perform, yeah, very close to where I grew up in Livingston is always fun. You know, I get to see a lot of people from high school who didn't talk to me then, who now want to be friends. You know, all of that is always entertaining and fun. So I enjoy it. Plus, my family gets to come and watch me make fun of them.
That's perfect. Now, holiday time, what are you doing to celebrate? Do you have any traditions you can share?
We go to Whistler, Canada every Christmas. My family and I go, so that's my favorite place. We love to ski. And yeah, we're going to join our Joe's Filipino family and my Jewish family get together, and we're going to start creating Jewapino, Hanukkah, and Christmas.
The blended family, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And what's your best joke about the whole COVID thing? Do you find any humor in any of this?
I had my own COVID at-home COVID test, so that way I could screen any potential suitors that came over to my backyard. And then I had 30 minutes to run the diagnostics in my kitchen. I would plug it into this contraption that kind of ran the diagnostics for 30 minutes. And within that 30 minutes, if the guy that I was interviewing said anything annoying or I saw a pinky ring, I would just come back out and tell them that they had COVID and they tested positive.
Okay.
Oh, sorry to have to put that stuff away for a while.
Seriously, those were some of the best nights of my life.
The tickets go on sale right now, right, for this show you have next May. So we're planning ahead here. It makes a great stocking stuffer, though.
Yep, two shows at the Wellmont Theater. I will see everybody there. Yes, it makes a great stocking stuffer.
There you go, Chelsea Handler. She just cracks us up, and you can go see her next May at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair, New Jersey. Tickets on sale today.